Step after step, lighter and higher in sound, not bothering to look up in sight. All there was to see was fog toppling the sky. "Hello, Gandalf," echoed a woman, 20 years ago. I was drenched in sweat and woke up with a squinted eye. I forced on my fuzzy slippers. As normal, I dragged to the ground to my mother's room. Mom still lays in the bed, more pale than ever. I was assuming that she overslept again. "Mother, wake up!" I screech. "Mother," I whisper. For a pulse, feeling her hand, I notice specks of blood running down her arm, in her vein. "Who could have done this?" I roar. Examining from the surroundings, my eyes glare at a dark figure reflecting from the window. Small chuckles rise to a demonic laughter. As a man emerges from the shadows, the figure disappears. It was a 6-foot white-haired man with a daring look in his eyes. His muscular arms clenched my throat and whipped me out the window. Slamming to the concrete ground, I became unconscious. I woke up in a hospital with IV tubes in my wrist. "He's awake," the nurse shouted. The doctor came in and told me that I had been unconscious for 3 months and that my mother had passed away. I shudder at the sound of her voice. I look up in the direction of the voice. "Gandalf, leave this place. You are in grave danger," gasped the voice of my mother. "But why?" I questioned. "Because she was cut off by the same demonic laughter that I heard 20 years ago." As I looked around to find the source of this horrible noise, a hand went over my mouth. As I was dragged backwards, everything went black. As some of the light came back, I realized that I was in a coffin and I was also chained up. I didn't bother trying to get out. Instead, I tried to fall asleep so I can have more energy. After realizing that I couldn't fall asleep and it wouldn't help anyway, I hit my head repeatedly on the top of the coffin. A hole started appearing. The more I hit my head on the top of the coffin, the bigger the hole got. Suddenly, an immense amount of dirt rushed through the hole. As the blackness closed in, my fate was sealed.